it's my turn, okay? And so some of you can understand that. But, and, you know, it's a joy to see each of you here. And, you know, right in the middle of Christmas season. How many of you have got all of your Christmas shopping done already? Let me see your hands. Wow, that's great. That's all the ones who are not buying anything. Okay, so they got it down. And so that's great. You know, it's a great time of the year to be able to tell people about Christ and to share what this is all about. And last week, we started a series entitled All I Ever Want for Christmas. You ever thought about what is it that people really want? I mean, when you think of Christmas, people sometimes will say, well, you know, I like to give something practical. You know, practical gifts would be like socks or ties or underwear or something like that, you know. That's practical gifts. Good gifts are things like shotguns and, you know, that kind of stuff. You know, those are the good gifts, you know. But what is it that you really want? What is it that people want this time of the year? You think about a lot of things, but thinking about people that I've had in the past, people I read about, you know, George Foreman. George Foreman is the two-time heavyweight champion of the world. George Foreman has an unusual situation in his home. He has 5 girls and 5 boys. Now, he did something rather unusual. A lot of people laugh at it. He named all of his boys George. So he has George Jr., George the Third, George the Fourth, George the Fifth, and George the Sixth. All named George. I guess that's easy if you're calling them to breakfast. Hey, George, and they all come. And he's been the ridicule of a lot of that. And you know, funny things about children and their names. You know, what is it is in a name? As you think about naming, maybe you have a special name. Perhaps maybe you're named after somebody in your family. Maybe something that within, like your parents, someone who has been important in their life and they named you after them. I was thinking, for example, of people who've been named based on where they were born, like Texas or Virginia or Georgia. I've heard that. Maybe you might have been named by a certain time of the year, autumn, spring, you know, summer. I've heard people name that. But have you ever thought about what is your elf name? Anyone have an elf name? Well, let's figure it out. Let's see if we have an elf name. So, Eric, what month were you born? October. So Eric's, you have to remember this now. This is very important, okay? You don't want to forget this, all right? So Eric, you would be joyful pointy toes. Yes, that's your elf name. So are you like your elf name? Yeah, you got pointy toes. Okay, so that works out really good. Okay, Mike, what is your what month were you born? October also. So if you look here, Mike is happy pointy toes. Tim, what's your birth month? April. Finally, we get out of October. So Tim, what do we have for Tim? He's sprinkles, sparkle pants. So you think about all the different names. Now you can look and plug in whatever yours would be and figure out. Heather, what was your birth month? December. So Heather is Candy Jolly Toes. But have you ever thought about how important names are? They're very, very significant. So when you think about it, even in the Bible, you have people who named their children something that was very important. It's either their mission or their call or what God wanted to do with their life? What is it, their purpose? Mary and Joseph, they were, of course, the birth parents of Jesus. And they, if you think about it, they were given a name. Now, Joseph, in a technical sense, was not Jesus' father. He was of the Holy Spirit, the Bible says. And God had sent him the name Jesus and told him that was going to be the name of the Son of God. It had special meaning. But why was it Jesus? I mean, couldn't it have been Thomas? Or maybe Paul? Or maybe Peter? Or some other name? Why not Joseph? You know, Joseph Jr. Why was it Jesus? And since it's Jesus, does that mean anything to us? What has a very special significance to us. You see, not only did that name mean something in the first century, but that name means something for all eternity. And I want to talk about that this morning. I want us to understand that, because that name is centered around really two aspects. We'll look at both of them in a moment, but I want you to think with me carefully. Why is this name so special? This name is about forgiveness. I don't know about you, but I know that forgiveness is very, very important for every one of us. And that forgiveness is with God. To know that we are forgiven by God, in my mind, is the greatest gift that we can possibly have. No doubt about it that God wants to forgive us. And yet, so many people carry guilt around. They carry guilt, it seems like, day in and day out. You may be here today just like one of them. You might be those who are carrying a weight of guilt around. Maybe a young adult or maybe a teenager. You're carrying, you know, this guilt around, this weight of sin. Maybe it's a grudge, maybe toward a family member or a friend or maybe a neighbor, something like that. You might be here carrying that. You might be here with a lot of excess baggage, if you would, that, to be honest with you don't have to carry. You don't have to be loaded down with all of that guilt. You see, God uses the conviction of the Holy Spirit to prod us to make right whatever it is that we're carrying. Guilt is not intended to make your life miserable. It's the way the Holy Spirit works. He prods us so that we can be forgiven. For example, in John chapter 16, Jesus tells us these words: "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It's expedient for you that I go away. For if I go away, the Comforter will not, if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he has come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to the Father and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged." You see, the ministry of the Holy Spirit is that to speak to us about the sin or the guilt that we have in our life, that the Holy Spirit is telling us that God wants us to get that forgiven. So the totality of that first Christmas is about forgiveness. Take your Bibles, if you would, and turn to Matthew chapter 1. In Matthew chapter 1, and what God wants us to realize is that forgiveness comes with God through Jesus Christ. Forgiveness comes with God through Jesus Christ. And you might be here with that guilt, but I want you to know that you can have that guilt forgiven. You can have that all taken care of today. And in Matthew chapter 1, in verse number 18, I call your attention to the Christmas story as outlined in Matthew's gospel. Notice what the Bible says. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. She shall bring forth a son. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now, when all this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted as God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from the dead, or from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. You see, this was a heaven-sent name. This is a name that is used over 600 times in the gospel. This name was not something that was randomly picked off of the internet or off of out of some book somewhere, or maybe there's someone that they just heard it and said, I like it, and that's the name. No, this name really gave to us the totality of what the Christmas story is about. It's about forgiveness. I want to call your attention to two incredible truths about this name. The first meaning, and the second will be the mission. But let me call your attention to the very first part of this. That is, what do we mean by the name Jesus? Well, it goes back to the Old Testament. It's the word Yeshua, which means Jehovah is salvation. Now, why is that important? Because we need to realize that mankind is in a dilemma without Jesus Christ. We are in a dilemma that we are in need of salvation. And the only person that can give that to us is Jesus Christ. Jehovah is salvation. And the Bible connects Jesus as being the Jehovah of the Old Testament. And then if you notice here that in the book of Acts, when Jesus had come to this earth, he had been crucified, buried, rose again, and then his followers were preaching the message of Jesus. They had said in Acts chapter 4, neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. The word saved means to be forgiven from our sins. In other words, the idea is that you and I, we can't be saved or forgiven from our sins by any other name or any other means outside of Jesus Christ. Only in Jesus is there forgiveness. And so this name, Yeshua, points to that very fact that who he is, that he is, if you would, our Savior. That means he's not only the Son of God, but he's the Savior of the world. And so what God wants us to realize is that in this name is the meaning that God wants forgiveness for you and me. And here's what I like about it. You know, a lot of people get this all twisted around. Here's how people think. When someone has like an issue, they want to avoid the person who they have an issue with. Well, here's the way it works with God. You know what? God says, hey, you have an issue, but I'm pursuing after you that I might help you to get that issue resolved. And that's who Jesus is. That's what that means. In fact, in the verse that many of us can quote, we know quite well, is Romans 10:13. It says, "For whosoever shall call upon the what name of the Lord shall be saved." It doesn't say if you're going to call on any name. It doesn't say you call on your name. It doesn't say you call on some other God's name. There's only one name, and that name is Jesus Christ. So that's the meaning. That's what God wants us to understand. This first Christmas, what happened there in that manger scene was that Jehovah is salvation entered into this world for you and for me. But what was his mission? Well, his mission was he was to save his people from their sins. Hey, salvation means forgiveness. You and I are here, and without Christ, we have no forgiveness. But with Christ, we can have complete forgiveness. That means that we can have complete forgiveness for all of eternity. And what God was saying there 2,000 years ago was that I'm providing forgiveness for all of the world, not just the first century, not just those who, when he came to the earth and that he dwelt among men and he did all those things just for the first century, but God did it for all of mankind who ever lived. And God did it for you and for me. That's his mission. That's what he came for. And I want to tell you something. When you study his life and you look at what he did and all that he went through, you realize that he fulfilled that mission completely. See, the truth of the matter is we need a Savior. If our greatest need had been information, God would have sent us an educator. If our greatest need would have been technology, God would have sent us a scientist. If our greatest need would have been money, God would have sent us an economist. If our greatest need would have been pleasure, God would have sent us an entertainer. But our greatest need is forgiveness. And so God sends a Savior. And today, I want you to look at your life, and are you carrying this load of guilt around? Are you carrying a load of sin around in your life? Because here's what God says. He wants to forgive you of your sins so you can be right with God. That's his promise. That's Jesus' mission. Our world is broken with sin, but Jesus Christ is the great healer for all of mankind. When Mary and Joseph brought Jesus to the temple, there were two people who recognized that. We had Simeon. When Simeon saw Jesus, here's what he said. He said, "Mine eyes have seen thy salvation." And then we read about Anna, who later said in Luke chapter 2 and verse 38, she said, "Jesus is the redemption for the world." In other words, he's the Savior. He's the one who can offer forgiveness for all of mankind. Now, what do we mean by asking God's forgiveness? That means when we call upon him, we realize that he is the only way that we can be forgiven. We don't bargain with God. You know something I found out? My forgiveness is not a bargained effort. We don't barter with God. "Well, God, you know, if you forgive me, then I'll be a good boy for the next 6 months or so." We don't barter our forgiveness. Here's what God says. Your forgiveness is settled on a cross 2,000 years ago. And by receiving Jesus, that you can be forgiven. And here's what he says. That you are, and the idea of forgiveness means we're released or liberated from the guilt and the penalty of sin. Let me ask you this morning. Where are you? What about your life? Where are you? Are you weighted down with this guilt of sin? And you know, sometimes I think it's not just those who have never received Christ as Savior. Oftentimes it's believers. Oftentimes it's believers that let sin harbor, fester in their life, and it goes unconfessed. And they find themselves almost wanting to run from God. Can God forgive me? Will God forgive me? God might be mad at me. God may not want me. And here's what God says. Oh, yes. That's why he sent his son. He sent his son to die for you as a believer, but he also is coming with the conviction of the Holy Spirit saying, hey, let's settle this thing. Let's make this thing right. Let's get forgiveness once again in your life. I want you to realize what that peace of God can be. So you may be here today, and you've never been set free from that guilt. That may be where you are. Maybe what God is saying to you is, right now, you don't know him, you can know him. And God may be saying to you, I want you to be forgiven. And he's made it possible for you to be forgiven right where you are. Or it may be today that you as a Christian, you're carrying that load of guilt around and you say, you know what, I just need to get that settled. I need to make that right with God. God's saying to you, you can be forgiven as well. That God is a forgiving God. I cannot think of a greater Christmas event than to have that in your life right now. I mean, of all the things that we go to and all the gifts we think of and all those things, I can't think of a greater gift than that. But then also, I can't think of a greater gift than you can give someone if you have something against someone. If you have aught against your brother, or you have something against maybe a family member or something like that. You know, I read this statement. I think it's true because here's what it says. It says, forgiveness doesn't make the other person right. It just makes you free. Maybe that's where you are. You just need to make that right with God. Just settle that with the Lord. You know, Mayo Clinic, I read about the Mayo Clinic, and they talked about guilt. And they talked about people who have these grudges. And here's what they say. They say, holding grudges causes high levels of stress, high blood pressure, more anxiety, and poor anger management skills. I don't know about you, but I don't need high blood pressure, more anxiety in my life. And the only way to get that settled is to make sure if you have something towards somebody that you settle. In fact, I will tell you this. Forgiveness with God brings also that in our own life that we say, you know what, I want to forgive others who may have wronged me or hurt me or done something to me. I want to make that right as well. You see, this message of forgiveness is about relief. It's about release. It's about giving it all to God. It's about being right with God. Today, you can be released from that load of guilt. Don't carry it around any longer because God is a forgiving God. That's why he sent his son for you. You say, where do you find that? It's all in the name. The name of Jesus. Jehovah's salvation, which equals forgiveness. Heavenly Father,